Well, Mickey, it's Mayo again, and there's been some great battles down through the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, the Mayo's been a top side all of that time, and obviously they've been appeared in a lot of All-Ireland finals, semi-finals. They were going for 6 Connacht titles in a row this year. There's not many counties outside of Dublin can have that kind of record in their own province. So, yeah, they're a formidable force. We've always found them challenging to deal with, and no doubt it'll be the same this weekend.
They're a quality side as well. Some people suggested maybe after their Connacht exit that maybe they were a beaten dogget. Far from it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, every team, I suppose, hits a bad day. And if you hit a bad day in a knockout situation, then you got to take what comes. And I suppose they'd been so highly fancied to be the Connacht champions. And why not, since they were going for 6 in a row. And maybe just that whole idea of creating that bit of history, they just overlooked the fact that they had a team to beat in front of them on that day. And even though they were knocked out, everybody knew they were going to be serious people in the qualifiers. And they've come through some of the games, maybe not as convincingly as they would have expected to, but I can only reflect on ourselves. We had very unconvincing wins on the way to some very good qualifying performances that brought us to the very top level. So, I mean, I can understand where they're at.
Different route for Tyrone this year, of course. How have you found that after a year, after 6 years of being through the qualifiers?
Yeah, we're very happy with that way. You know, you never know until you get to the quarterfinal, because this is the knockout situation. So you could be a provincial champion and 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later you could be out of the All-Ireland series. Now that would take the pleasure out of your provincial title. So we're in a very difficult place at the minute, because if we want to take the real value of winning the Ulster title, then we want to be in the All-Ireland semi-final. And this is a very challenging weekend for us. So we need to be on top of our form to be able to really savour that Ulster championship win. Because I think it'll very much pale into insignificance if we can't get to the All-Ireland semi-final.
The players enjoyed it, you enjoyed it, but it was back to business the following Tuesday.
Well, that's it. You have to, and when you work hard to achieve something, it'd be foolish not to enjoy it. You got to let people let their hair down, enjoy it for a day or so, and then have the feet on the ground and back to training again on Tuesday night. And that's what they did. They worked hard all year, they celebrated when it was appropriate to do so, and they got themselves back to the ground again when that was necessary.
You see what it meant to the people of Tyrone as well afterwards. It was a real carnival atmosphere, and that's been missed for a long time.
Well, that's true. You know, I mean, even if you do well in the qualifiers, there isn't any sense of where's the silverware. You know, a good run in the qualifiers is definitely encouraging, and it brings people on. But at the end of it all, people like to see trophies, they like to see titles. And, you know, you don't get that in the qualifiers unless you go the whole way and win the All-Ireland. And to go the whole way and win the All-Ireland is not an easy thing to do. So, yes, this is a very good interim win, if you like, that gives you some silverware of significance and also progresses the team.
Now, looking ahead, Matty Donnelly obviously picked up a concussion. Ronan Neal picked up a knock as well. Conor Miller's in the road to recovery. One or two other players with a few bumps and scrapes as well. What's the situation with the injured players?
No, I think we're very lucky that, you know, the injuries you've alluded to there are the only ones that we have. There's nothing that I see that will keep any of the players out of contention for either a starting place or a place in the 26. And that's a very good way to be at this time of the year, to have everybody challenging to get in there, because that keeps everybody on their toes, and it means that you've got your full hand to choose from, and I'm very happy with that situation.
Yeah, the two injuries we mentioned there, Matty Donnelly and Ronan Neal, both picked up concussions in club games. Always a worry to play club games, isn't it? But it has to be done.
Well, that's it. The club life goes on and the club players need to be playing as well. But I suppose sometimes county players in club matches attract a bit of extra attention, so you have to be aware of that. But thankfully, you know, the ones that happened, particularly Matty Donnelly, was very accidental, and you can do nothing about that. That could happen in a training session or anything else. So we're grateful that there's no serious injuries come out of that, and that the clubs have been accommodated as well and having maybe 10 or 11 of their rounds of the league played by now.
Yeah, the club was very responsible getting Matty off when they did, because I'm sure he would have wanted to stay on.
Well, that's true. I think that's good to have medical people around teams nowadays who make the decision for a player, because when a player's concussed, he isn't always aware of the fact that he's concussed and maybe thinks he's dead on. So you do need somebody with a trained eye to say, no, that's it, you must come off. And you need a club that's responsible to make that happen, and that's good that most the clubs in our county will do that.
I'm sure you watched the action at the weekend, Mickey, obviously, and well, an eye on Mayo, but Tipperary with the winners of this one, I'm sure, like in the past, you'll not be looking beyond Mayo, though.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's as it is. It's congratulations to Tipperary for being in the last four. We'd love to be where they are, but we're not. We're in the last eight, and as our eyes, and we have a big challenge against Mayo, and it wouldn't matter who's waiting in the semi-final. It's the fact that we want to be in that semi-final, and, you know, that's all we must focus on. It's one game at a time. It's this potentially to win the All-Ireland. There's three games in the All-Ireland series. That's a quarter-final, a semi-final and a final. In fact, I see them as all finals, because if you don't win one of them, the other one doesn't exist. So we're in an All-Ireland final this weekend, not a quarter-final, because if we lose it, our All-Ireland's over.
And Donegal are still there too, after, despite getting beat by Tyrone.
Well, that's it. I mean, Donegal, we always knew that they wouldn't go away easily, and that having the 2 weeks to recover after the Ulster final, that they would be very capable of taking Cork out of this All-Ireland series. It was a hard challenge for them. They were 5 points down at the stage, and it looked like maybe that it had taken too much out of them, their challenges in Ulster with the two games with Monaghan and our game. But I have to say, full credit to them, they just really regrouped when it mattered, got themselves up to level just before half-time. Actually went in a point down with a good strike by Cork. But in the second half, they really took control of the game and showed their class, and they'll definitely be a formidable opponent for Dublin in their quarter-final.
And finally, Mickey, the quarter-final's a familiar territory for yourself and a lot of these players.
Well, it is. It's a good place to be there. But unfortunately, you know, Tyrone's record in the quarter-finals wouldn't be brilliant. We've probably lost as many as we've won. And we need to start to redress that balance if we can, because we want to be winning more than losing them, because it's not a good place to lose. It's sort of your season's over in an instant. It's still early August, and you know you're not in the All-Ireland series. So it's a great place to be, but not a nice place to lose.